Blog Talk Radio. Yane yanga nejone ko wo hail ka ye nejone ko wo hail ka ye nejone ko hail ka ye neo hotes yel has ago hail ka ye hoti yel has ago hail ka ye Nejone ko wo hail ka ye Nejone ko wo hail ka ye Nejone ko hail ka ye Neo na hasta be khaje hail ka ye Yode askas e be hail ka ye Nejone ko wo hail ka ye Nejone ko wo hail ka ye Nejone ko hail ka ye Neo Da tsikre go hail ka ye Tsistan nel go hail ka ye Nejone ko wo hail ka ye Nejone ko wo hail ka ye Nejone ko hail ka ye Neo Sote sendo sembel hail ka ye Ayash dokles hat hat ko hail ka ye Nejone ko wo hail ka ye Nejone ko wo hail ka ye Nejone ko hail ka ye Neo Sitz is gar hanal ye go hail ka ye Sitz is bitz ka ho jo go hail ka ye Nejone ko wo hail ka ye Nejone ko wo hail ka ye Nejone ko hail ka ye Neo wo Kon sa ha kes bel hail ka ye Nahat a astopes hail ka ye Nejone ko wo hail ka ye
I am a human Haven't I suffered for so long Till the reason for hope Keep on holding on I am a human Well, I am a child like her And if you look into my eyes Deep down there's a light I'm not a Christian I'm not a Muslim I'm not a Jew It shouldn't matter to you I'm not a capitalist And I'm not a communist I'm not a socialist I'm not the politics Tell me, are these the reasons you can't live right? I am a human. Haven't I suffered for too long? Till the reason for hope keep on holding on. I am a human. Yes, I'm a child like her. And if you look into my eyes, deep down there's a light. I'm not a soldier. I'm not a jihadist, I'm not a Buddhist, I'm not a Hindu, I'm not a white, I am a who, I'm not black, and I'm not white, tell me if this is why we fight, I am a human, haven't I suffered for so long? Till the reason for hope keep on holding on. I am a human. I'm not a Christian, I'm not a Muslim, I'm not a Jew, it shouldn't matter to you. I'm not a capitalist, and I'm not a communist, I'm not a socialist, I'm not the politics. Tell me, are these the reasons you can't live right? I am a human. Haven't I suffered for too long? Still the reason for hope.
100 years later, the Negro is still languishing in the corners of American society and finds himself in exile in his own land. Now, have you ever wondered what that passage meant from Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech? I did, and what I found was one of the biggest secrets that's not really a secret at all, except to many African Americans, is they are not descended from Africans. I know, I was shocked too, so much so that I asked Africans, and they agreed African Americans weren't Africans. If you don't believe me, Google Arnoldus Montanus America and see the people he saw in 1671. Read books like The Black American Handbook for Survival Through the 21st Century by Radine Amin-Ra, What Every African American Should Know by Carrie Davis, and Africans and Native Americans by Jack Forbes. I just can't believe schools aren't teaching this stuff. What a travesty.
Read books like The 100 Amazing Facts About the Negro by J.A. Rogers. Okay, read books like Africans and Native Americans by Jack D. Forbes, like he stated, which I read from on my previous show on Thursday. Okay. Read books like When Rocks Cry Out by Horace Butler. Okay. And I have a whole list of books I can give y'all. But anyway, thank you for tuning in to another episode of Reclaiming Your Heritage. I'd like to thank the ancestors for allowing me to use this platform and give out the information in the way that I do. All right, we're going to jump right in. Like with all my shows, I'm going to begin by reading. I got a couple books with me. Okay, on a previous show, I read from Africans and Native Americans by Jack D. Forbes. And the other book was by J.A. Rogers, and it was 100 Amazing Facts About the Negro. And tonight I have another book, okay, called Why We Can't Wait by Martin Luther King Jr. And what's so significant about this book for this show, for the purpose of this show, is it has the Birmingham Letters, okay, which is basically a letter that he wrote when he was incarcerated in a Birmingham jail in 1963. And let me show, I'm going to read to y'all the significance of what he wrote while he was incarcerated. And this is on page 106 of Why We Can't Wait by Martin Luther King Jr. Okay. It says, "We will reach the goal of freedom in Birmingham and all over the nation because the goal of America is freedom. Abused and scorned though we may be, our destiny is tied up with America's destiny. Before the Pilgrims landed at Plymouth, we were here. Before the pen of Jefferson etched the majestic words of the Declaration of Independence across the pages of history, we were here." Okay. So that was just that insert. You know, a lot of people may not have caught that. What does he mean? Saying we were here before the Pilgrim landed at Plymouth Rock. Okay, what does that mean? We were here before Jefferson signed the Declaration of Independence. And, you know, basically he's talking about our indigenous heritage. Because the Africans came over, at least the way they taught it, especially back in the 60s. I'm pretty sure they didn't teach, they didn't have anything in the history books saying that we were here before the Plymouth Rock. And for him, MLK, to actually state that, you know, that turned a lot of heads, I'm sure. Well, it probably didn't, because that was the norm in the 60s, 70s, 50s. You know, everybody was claiming their indigenous ancestry or their, you know, their heritage. Because it was literally always floating around within the oral history. There, my mom is Native American, or your great granddad is American Indian. And just like Henry Louis Skip Gates, that fraud was saying, that's everybody and their mama was claiming Indian in the 60s. Okay, so what changed? All right, what caused that transition to happen? Because that was a very key point. The whole civil rights facade, how they're trying to get civil rights when they don't even have human rights. Okay? Like, they just skipped over that. Now, that's what Malcolm X, Elhaj Malik El Shabazz, was in the process of actually doing. You know, he was more for, he was going into the nationality, right, and going into the identity and human rights, etc. One of the main reasons they had to take him out, because, you know, he got his name corrected, etc. And even him, you know, even with Malcolm, him saying he was, we are Aboriginal, but we don't like to be called Aboriginal. And he made that quote in The Ballad of the Bullet. He said, natives are always dark-skinned. You will never find a white native. You and I are Aboriginals, okay, or Aborigines, but we don't like to be called Aboriginal. And he also made another quote in an interview with Playboy magazine with this that fraud who plagiarized Roots, Alex Haley. Okay, you know, he plagiarized that whole freaking book. He plagiarized it from this guy that he actually probably worked with from Playboy magazine. It was from a book called The African, which was a fictional book. He plagiarized basically word for word from this fictional book and said it was a true story, right? And what I'm noticing and coming to find out is a lot of people, that is pretty much the only time that these elders learned they were from Africa. Well, let me say the majority, because it was a small minority that came over here from Africa. I'm not denying that. You know, that's a fact. But the majority, most of us were already here. Like I was saying, most of them learned they were from Africa from watching Roots. Because before then, they didn't even know anything about being African. Okay? Like, that story was totally erased from their memory. It was never passed down. Why was it not passed down from generation to generation, right? Like your indigenous ancestry was. I'm pretty sure that if you descended or you came down from an African that was enslaved in America, you would want to keep that history well known or safe, you know, so that it could be passed down. But for some reason, we didn't get that. But we did get that indigenous ancestry. And, you know, that's just another that we were already here, misnamed African American, Negro, and colored. And I also have another excerpt I want to read out of 100 Amazing Facts About the Negro by J.A. Rogers. Okay, this is just going to expound upon us already being here before the arrival of Columbus or any other foreign explorer. Okay, this is on page this is on page 29, and this is fact 16. 100 Amazing Facts About the Negro with Complete Proof by J.A. Rogers. It says, on the presence of the Negro in America before Columbus, C.C. Marquez says, the Negro type is seen in the most ancient Mexican sculpture. The Negroes figure frequently in the most remote traditions of some American pueblos. It is to this race, doubtlessly, belongs the most ancient skeleton of very distant structure of two of the red American races, which have been found in various parts from Bolivia to Mexico. See also Professor R.B. Dixon, Racial History of Mankind. Dixon emphasizes the fact that there was an early Negro strain in the Rhode Island, Massachusetts, and Central American Indians. Columbus says he wanted to find out what the Indians had told him that there had come to it from the South and Southeast Negro peoples. Peter Martyr, the amanuensis of Columbus, tells of Negroes living in Central America before the introduction of slavery and says, these were the first Negroes seen in the Indies. Okay, and this was a quote from King Burroughs' Antiquities of Mexico, volume 4, page 291. And then he has another quote from Professor Leo Weiner of Harvard University saying, the presence of Negroes with their trading masters before Columbus is proved by the representation of Negroes in American sculpture and design, by the occurrence of a black nation at Darien early in the 16th century, but most specifically by Columbus' emphatic reference to Negro traders. Cultural influence was exerted by a Negro colony in Mexico. Okay. Then there's another quote by Colonial A. Bracken, and he says that he saw in Ecuador a statuette of a Negro that is at least 20,000 years old. He adds, hitherto the ethnologists imagine that Negroes appeared in the New World only during our own time when they were imported as slaves. Some statues of the Indian gods in Central America possess typical Negro features, and certain prehistoric monuments there undoubtedly represent Negroes. And this is from The Shadow of Atlantis, page 40-42. Then there's another quote by V. Rivera Palacio saying, it is that in very ancient times, the Negro race occupied our territory, Mexico, when the two continents were joined. This race brought its own religious cults and ideas. The Mexican recall a Negro god, Xicotitlan, which means blackface. Okay, what's so important about this last quote is that the River Palacio is that he's a historian. He's a native, and he just said it is indisputable. that in very ancient times the Negro race occupied our territory, Mexico, when the two continents were joined. All right. So he didn't even go into like talking about statues. He went way back in time when continents were much closer together or in fact joined. So that history, that's probably what, that's millions of history that can be traced back. And it's not a new idea. There's lots of many scholars, you know, that speculate that the continents were in fact much closer together because they appear to fit together like a puzzle. Like, as you notice, South America and Africa, all right, together, if they were put together, they would fit, right? So that's like a pretty good educated guess. And that is that can be one of the explanations, you know, of saying how we were on both sides of the Atlantic, of how we got there, because there's many origin stories that we were already there. So we didn't go anywhere and come to America. We were already here. You know, I have a lot of videos by Bobby Hemmett, you know, stating, you know, certain indigenous tribes like the New York tribes, the Shinnecock, Long Island indigenous people, stating that that is where man first rose. And also South America, you know, that's a very ancient land, especially if you start to go into the Machu Picchu, you start going down the Yucatan Peninsula, that is very ancient territory. That's basically the origin of civilization, if you want to trace that far back. We'll find the evidence that man first rose in South America, the rest of the world. Pan-American supremacy. But I have about 7 minutes left. If anyone wants to call in or comment, you know, the line is open. Last time I had went over my time frame. Make sure we have enough time to continue. You know, if you call in, you can ride out 10 minutes beyond 10:30. Because at 10:30, it will shut off for those listening. If you call in, there will be about 15 minutes more time that you can actually hear. Okay. We're going to go to the call lines, 0565, last four digits ending in 0565. You have a question or comment?
Nah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I didn't even know I was on cue.
Oh, yes. All right, man. Cool deal. That was the only caller on there. I can continue reading, you know, just some of the passages that is out of 100 Amazing Facts About the Negro by J.A. Rogers. And, you know, etymology is very, you know, important to understanding the origin of basically anything. Because the name, that's how you can trace something. And on Fact 91, you know, he went into the names and the etymology and tracing the origins and roots of these names, and do these names even apply? And it's on Fact 91, he says, for the history of the word nigger and negrita, from which Negro comes, see Sir William Smith Dictionary. Okay, it says, nigger, a Latin word, actually could come from Africa. Then it says, see the origin of Ethiopia. Now, this is very interesting what he said. J.A. Rogers says, when he comes to the term black, he says, black and color, on the other hand, have no historic meaning. Okay? So he just flat out went and said it. Black and color, on the other hand, have no historic meaning whatsoever. So what he's saying is that these labels such as black, you know what I'm saying, African-American, Negro, colored, these labels can, they have no history that can be traced further than the African slave trade, okay, which is basically a hoax, because African enslaved is an oxymoron, because the African, or rather a slave, is an Eastern European by definition, right? So we know good and well you can't call yourself a European and African in the same sentence. But, you know, that's what happens when you call yourself an African slave. Because a slave is a Slav from Eastern Europe, Slovakia, Slovenia, Yugoslavia. You can still hear that same root word within those countries where it originated from, right? So it's always there. Oh, man, people calling in. Any questions or comments? Phone lines. Last four digits ending in 8701. You have a question or comment?
Yeah, what's the word, man?
Not much. What's good, man?
Man, I ain't much. I'm calling. I just wanted to say I appreciate you, you know, dropping the jewels, whether it's on Instagram or the blog talk, you know.
Oh yeah.
I'm in the Virginia territory, but I pretty much wanted to, if you could give like a brief synopsis of, like, you know, attaching the ills and the bays, you know, on your last name, like, you know, I pretty much wanted to ask, like, how you go about doing that the proper way, because, you know, it's a lot of misinfo out here.
Confusion, right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I could expound upon that, no doubt. Well, basically, there's tribes within, or clans within the Americas. Well, it was five or six, you know how they say the Els Bay De Ali. And certain names for whatever tribe that you can trace your ancestry to, then that was your title. Because that's all it is, really, just a title, you know, that applied to your ancestors, if you can trace it. Because a lot of people just apply it just because, you know, they think it's cool or something.
Yeah.
But, the Creek, Muscogee, and those people were known as the Els. And this is what this talking about, like, legality and, you know, dealing with the law, what they were known as on paper. And then you had, like, the Bays, which was the Woodland Indians. And those are really the only two that, you know, I can speak for, because that's where my ancestry mainly comes from, the whole New York area and Georgia territory.
Okay. Because, like I said, I know the, you know, I'm aware that the, you know, the days, the Alis, those are reserved, you know, those are earned, you know, if anything. But,
right.
Like I said, I want to make sure I'm going about it the right way. Because, you know, like I said, it's a lot of people that's out here, you know, they act like they walking it, you know, their actions ain't really showing. And I'm just really about action, you know, so.
Right. Action.
I ain't trying to do this because it's cool, you know. It's just something that in my soul, like, I feel like I gotta do it, you know. So,
right, real talk. Yeah, and like, even I guess dealing with the names, you know, like the end of the name, but like certain Indians, they'll still have it today. Like, for instance, the Tupinambe Indians, you know, so they had that bay at the end. Tupinambe Indians, and there's a couple others I can't recall. And even up to this day, they still had a bay at the end.
Okay.
And, you know, like, just dealing with the statues and the archaeology, even shows, like, in America, even on the Olmec heads, you know, they got Olmecs or these large heads of us. And that we wearing fezzes. We got literal fezzes on.
Exactly. I just came back from, you know, the New York territory. I had the feathers and my braids, and this dude, he stopped me. He was like, where you get those feathers from? I'm like, I got them from Arkansas. And he was like, what tribe you from? And I was like, well, my grandparents and stuff, they claim, like, you know, Cherokee, Blackfoot. And then he was like, you know, you're indigenous to this land, right? And I'm like, yeah. And then he was like Islam, and just kept it moving. So that's how I know. This is real. Like, it ain't no, you know, it ain't a gimmick. So,
nah, no doubt.
So that's why I'm just like, I mean, I know it's not going to come to me all at once, but, you know, sometimes I just be so eager, you know, in a sense, like, yeah, man, I got to get to the bottom of this. But the bottom ain't, that's not where it ends. Like, it's still, there's so many levels to this.
Yeah.
So.
Thanks.
I mean, what's your take on that? Like, I guess as far as, like I said, the, you know, the temples and, you know, stuff right. like that. Like, do you feel like, I mean, you need to be under a temple, or, I mean, can you really operate as, like...
Well, see, I don't talk down on any group of people. You know, I just let them, you know, find their own path, everybody on their own separate path. But they're going to come to the same conclusion in the end, hopefully, you know. But
exactly.
Now the whole, you know, temples and such, like the more science temples or whatever, you know, most of them are 501c3, which is a government-operated
mm-hmm.
or controlled, you know what I'm saying, institution. So, you know, they're still under someone else's jurisdiction in the first place, but pretty much everything that they're doing has to be censored in a way or in a sense, you know. I mean, so
yeah.
I don't believe that's the right way to go about it.
Like I said, I know everything is going to hit surface, and, you know, like Noble Dre Ali was saying, like, you know, he was like, I'm going to only tell you the half of it, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I just, like I said, I just feel like it is, you know, it's going to be a time where, you know, you really, like, you know, if you really studying, you'll know how to separate the frauds and who's real, so, you know.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, but yeah, I definitely want, you know, build with you on the side, like, if you up to it, you know, just because, you know, like I said, I appreciate you dropping the jewels and stuff that you do, because, you know, you don't have to do that, but this is well appreciated.
Oh, yeah, thank you. I'm always open. You know, I'm always trying to build. I ain't trying to, always trying to, you know, get my bridges across. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to burn any bridges. So trying to build on with it for action. I'm down.
Like I said, I think that's what it comes down to is just the action. Because, you know, the social media is just as another, you know, it ain't nothing
trap
to boost your ego. Exactly. Yeah. So that's just another little roadblock. But like I said, I feel like if you really about what you say, you know, you can get things done.
Right. Implementation.
Yeah.
Real talk. All right. Well, I appreciate you calling in, man. I'm going to try to get to these other callers.
Yeah, no question.
Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Holler at me on her Instagram.
Yeah, I got you. I'm gonna shoot you a DM. All
right, cool. All right, appreciate that, family. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Last four digits ending in 18. Reading when you have a question or comment.
Yeah, what's up? What's up, bro? This is
what's
Jay,
good,
subconscious
man?
Celebrity. This is Jay.
Oh yeah. What's good? It's long.
What's good, bro? Now I was listening to the show and shit, you know, supporting and everything.
Appreciate you calling in, man.
Yeah, man, because I don't really get to rap with y'all a lot too much outside of the DM. But
right.
Yeah, I know. I just clicked on just to add on or elaborate to what you were saying about the Appalachians.
Because
I know that
damn,
most of the North American Appalachians were Ellen Bay up here.
Right.
And the Al's and Days were more like Central and South American. And, you know, Ali is just like, that's the you know, one of the top, like, mastery
yeah
labels or whatever. So most of us up here are normally L's and Bays, and they give the definition of the titles, you know, L being like creators of law, Bays being the enforcers, and, you know, really what they've told me, at least other more factions, always said that, you know, it's more of a character type of thing. And, like, you could come from a family of Bays, but you know what I'm saying? But if your character is more L-like, you can be awarded the title L, you know what I'm saying? But most of us, you know, in our clans, our tribes, you know, most of our tribes are always Bays or L's or something like that. But I was just jumping in on that.
Hey, appreciate that, man. I'm all for that insight.
Yeah. But everything's good, though. I like the show. Everything's great.
All right. Thanks for that, man. No, I went into overtime. Got a few minutes left anyway.
Yeah, but all right, I ain't going to hold you up.
Dope, man.
Yours is fire. You be dropping all the jewels.
I just be copying and pasting everything.
What? We'll have to get up and do a show together. We'll do a drink together one time.
Oh yeah, sounds good to me.
And even, you know, everybody else, Interlock Gent, all of them.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying
fire
to get like everybody. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be fire though. One of these days, we'll hook it up.
For sure.
Yeah, but now, I ain't gonna hold you up though. Do your thing though.
Oh yeah, I'm just coming to the end anyway. But, hey,
yeah,
like I said, thanks again for calling in, man.
Peace, for sure.
All right, man. Peace.
All right, Mo.
Nah. All right, we coming to an end of the show. A few minutes left. No. Not much to say other than thanks everyone for tuning in. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to read again from a couple of different books this time. or the next time, which is tomorrow at 10 o'clock p.m. Central Time Zone. You know, don't forget to hit that follow button so you can get any updates, you know, further if something may come up. With that being said, your identity is your most valuable possession, because without it, you're no one. Wanifi, thank you.
I am a human. I've been down so far for so long. Still the reason for hope. Keep on holding on. I am a human. Well, I am a childlike bird. And if you look into my eyes, deep down there's a light. I'm not a Christian. I'm not a Muslim. I'm not a Jew. It shouldn't matter to you. I'm not a capitalist, and I'm not a communist, I'm not a socialist, I'm not the politics. Tell me, are these the reasons you can't live right? I am a human, haven't I suffered for too long? Still the reason for hope, keep on holding on. I am a human. Yes, I'm a childlike girl. And if you look into my eyes, deep down there's a light. I'm not a soldier. I'm not a jihadist. I'm not a Buddhist. I'm not a Hindu. I'm not a white. I am a who. I'm not black. And I'm not white.